Today is May 5th, Monday, 2014. The weekend in review is some of the stories that made the news May 2nd through May 5th is Melanie Lekovich is reporting in the Daily Mail. More than a year after passage of the New York Safe Act, the Athens Town Council last week unanimously adopted a resolution in opposition to the legislation. Under the law, rifles patterned after military-styled assault rifles must be registered, and more background checks and additional filings for handguns and ammunition are required. The act also calls for harsher penalties for the illegal sale and use of a gun. A large group of gun owners appeared before the Athens Town Council and requested the resolution be passed and filed with the state. One attendee acknowledged the resolution was not legally binding, making it a more a gesture of opposition. But all municipalities do this and nothing changes, he said. Then it shows the arrogance of our governor. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand will announce her plan to improve pedestrian safety on Hudson Valley roadways at an event Monday morning at L.M. Cahill Elementary School in Saugerties. The announcement comes at a time when 23 fatalities and nearly 990 injuries involving pedestrians occurred on the region's highways. Gillibrand is expected to declare her intention to push legislation to allow localities to use federal highway safety funds for pedestrian safety projects. John Mason reported at the Register Star on the dispute that has arisen in the Hudson over Mayor William H. Hallenbeck. Junior's decision to ban dogs from the Cedar Park and Hudson City cemeteries. Signs appeared Thursday, May 1st, indicating dogs were not allowed. Hallenbeck said he ordered the signs posted until such time that he concludes canines are permitted in the cemeteries. Alderman John Friedman, chairman of the Common Council Legal Committee, said he doubts the mayor has that authority. Friedman said Common Council has said dogs that are registered can be anywhere in the city except in the Riverfront Park. Hallenbeck will meet Tuesday, May 6th with Jim Foltz, the Commission of Public Works, to review the rules and regulations governing city cemeteries. William J. Kemble reported in the Daily Freeman, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has now 9 months to finalize new rules for wood-burning heaters. In a statement issued last week, State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said the timeline was part of a court settlement after seven states and several public health organizations filed a lawsuit claiming federal officials were not acting quickly enough to update its air pollution standards for wood heaters. The lawsuit alleged federal officials have not met requirements of the U.S. Clean Air Act by allowing outdoor wood heaters to emit too much soot. Federal officials have until February 3, 2015 to finalize the new rules. The forecast for today is mostly sunny, high near 64, Monday night, partly cloudy, low around 38. Tuesday is mostly sunny, high near 66, Tuesday night mostly clear, low around 36. Wednesday is sunny, high near 72, Wednesday night a chance of showers, mainly after 2 a.m., partly cloudy, low around 47. Thursday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high near 65. Thursday night, scattered showers, mostly cloudy, low around 51. Sunrise today was at 5:44 a.m., and sunset today will be at 7:51 p.m., making it the length of the day 14 hours and 15 minutes. This has been the weekend review for May 5th, Monday, 2014.